Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and thank the Lord for His presence today in your life. God, I thank You and praise You. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome into our lives. Welcome into this church service today. This time and space belongs to You, Jesus. I invite You to invade it, be Lord over it, teach us.
Thank You, Jesus.
Lead us and guide us, Father God.
Thank You, Lord.
We'll give You all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated this morning. God is so good. Praise the Lord. Thank You for the beautiful worship time. And we're going to worship God with our tithes and offerings now. And since Pastor Shelley did all the work last week, pretty much, I told her I would step up today and do some extra. Amen. So I want to minister this morning during our giving on Psalm 112. And in the passage I was looking in, I think it was Bible Gateway, the title on it was The Blessed State of the Righteous. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Amen. And I'm righteous, right? We're righteous by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and our faith in Him. That's it. Amen. Not because I do everything right. Amen. But Jesus did, didn't He? And He did it on our behalf. So therefore, I love, it was a minister I was listening to recently, Mark Hankins. And I think he heard this, I don't know if it was Brother Hagin or what, but he was saying we need to, you know, in this fight of the fight of faith that we're in, we just came out of some teaching on the fight of faith. He said, we got to remember that we're fighting from a place of victory, not for the victory. Amen? And so when we're giving, when we're sowing, when we're giving into God's work, we need to remember we are giving from a place of being blessed already, not in order to get blessed. Now that's a big difference. Amen? So it's a thanksgiving to God. We're giving because that's who we are, that's what we do. We're believing God to do wonderful things in our city, in our lives, and pressing into God's, you know, great goodness. Amen. But I wanted to read to you Psalm 112, and it says this, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right? Blessed is the man, and of course that includes the woman, right, who fears the Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but we can stop right there. And I can just say this, without God, I am afraid of life. I mean, just turn the news on, right? Just look outside. The other day, I was driving up I-5 toward Olympia on a job, and there's this smoke rising along I-5, and the traffic is slowing down. And I'm pulling up and I see there is a Dodge pickup truck on fire. I mean, he's off to the side of the road. The people are out pulling a trailer, probably just on his way home from vacation, fully engulfed in flames. And this fire truck wedges him in. Praise God for the firemen, right? And he comes jogging up and the traffic isn't slowing down. I mean, they're just zipping by looking and he goes jogging up next to the truck and just unleashes and just all the dark smoke turned white. Just poof. It was awesome to see a fireman being a fireman, you know, and just doing a heroic act right there. But I'll tell you what, without God, life is simply on fire by the devil, man. He is out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when we give, we're just simply acknowledging, Lord, I can do nothing without You. My finances, no matter how wealthy I am, right? I mean, I think of, you know, Paul Allen in the past few years, the owner of the Portland Trailblazers, billionaire, died of a disease. I mean, don't you know, he spent everything, he had a submarine where he could hide if there was a nuclear holocaust, but it wasn't enough. right? Disease still got him, no matter how much he had, right? So when we're giving, we are giving out of a place of acknowledging, Father God, without you, I don't need this little 10% of my finances. This belongs to you, right? And we're not giving out of a place of fear in the terms of, well, if I don't give, God's going to curse me. Like the mafia, right? Protection money. Bad things happen to those who don't tithe. The angel knocks at your door. We haven't received your tithe this week. Boy, that's a nice car over there. You like it? Well, we want to continue protecting it. Well, that's not what we're talking about, amen? There is a devil out there who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we're giving, we are simply acknowledging, Father God, I want out of this world's economy that is cursed. And I want in on heaven's economy, which is blessed. Simple as that. Amen? Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Praise the Lord. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Here it is, right here. Wealth and riches. Somebody say wealth and riches. Will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. You know, I'll just put a big cross right there by that scripture. That is Jesus right there. How can your righteousness endure forever? Because you have a Savior that endures forever. Amen? And when you walk into heaven, God is not going to lead you to your studio apartment or to your, you know, modular home, right? Or to a cardboard house, right? You're going to be escorted to mansions. Amen? That Jesus has been building for you. Amen? And my Bible says, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? Houses, vehicles, jobs, businesses, training. Don't you know the golden rule is he who has the gold rules. So it's time for the church to be in a place of authority. This is why the devil invented the poverty doctrine, right? The vow of poverty. Other faiths actually make you take a vow of poverty. Why? So you can give all your money to them. Right? Amen? Well, no. Somebody say, I am blessed. The blood of Jesus Christ purchased my freedom, purchased my prosperity. The blessing of God is just part of our covenant with the Lord. Amen? So we're talking about the blessed state of the righteous. Hallelujah. You can read the rest of that chapter on your own time, but we're going to pray and just worship God with our giving today. So, Father God, we thank you for your blessing on every seed that is sown, every seed that has ever been sown in this place. And, Father God, we also speak your blessing, God, on the giving that goes out from this place. We are not a church that just keeps everything in. A lot of it goes back out, God, to missions, to other ministries, Father God, to families that are in need, Lord. And we thank you, God, for just blessing us with this beautiful meeting space in this beautiful part of town, Lord God. And Lord, I just praise you, Lord God, that even every vehicle that drives by this place and sees the signs out there, Lord, that they're being reminded, get to church, get to church. The river's nice, but get to church. Get to church. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for continuing to use this place as a blessing, a tool in your hand, Lord Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Lord, that you're blessing your people's giving in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody just say amen. There's such a joy in giving. Amen. We'll go ahead and receive our tithes and offerings this morning. Amen. Well, let's make a statement of faith to say, I believe.
I receive.
The blessing of God on my giving.
The blessing of God on my giving.
I receive a harvest. Harvesting angels.
Harvesting angels, go.
Gather it in.
From
the north, south, east, and west.
North, south, east,
spiritual,
and west.
physical, and financial.
I receive my harvest
in every area of life.
In every area of life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you for giving the greatest gift of all, the gospel, right? The gospel going forth to get people saved. Amen. Give the people the opportunity to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I think we can dismiss the kids this morning. Amen. Bless you, kids. Have a wonderful class. Amen. And let's pray over this message. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit would say to us today. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to spend some weeks on God's ability to heal, on miracles and just healing, amen. And, you know, at my at the birthday celebration last week, one of the pictures on the table was taken, I think, in 2000 at New Beginnings in the kind of the green room where Oral Robertson spoke, and his wife Evelyn was there, and I was in kids ministry and had my kids' name tag on, and I went back there because I had an autobiography I had just read, and I asked him to autograph it, which he graciously did, and asked my name, and Steve, always be a sower and a reaper, and a scripture in Philippians, and Oral Roberts. It was really cool, you know? And Evelyn looked at me, and she was a school teacher for years, and she liked that I worked with the kids. It was just neat. But it made me think, in setting up for our weeks to come here, that I pulled up a video. I just want to show you a couple of things that Oral Roberts was about all his life. But so I'm just going to show this to you really quick as we get into this message. Amen.
As we start to pray, we're asking you, our friend watching through television, to join us as these are joining us here in the Big Tent Cathedral. We want your compassion, your prayers. We want you to open your heart and help us pray. And pray for yourself. You may need a healing. And if you would like us to pray with you personally, you just write us. You can reach me this week by a letter, Oral Roberts, Tulsa 2, Oklahoma. We'll pray with you. We believe God can hear and answer prayer. I want to make it clear that I cannot heal. I do not claim any healing power. Only God has power to heal. I am a servant, an instrument God is using, a point of contact to help people release their faith. Our faith is in God. So we're ready to go, Brother Deweese. How do you do?
I'm Brother Robert. I've been waiting 2 years for this opportunity.
You're so short of breath. What's the matter?
I just guess I'm excited.
Well, isn't it because... Oh, you have tuberculosis in both lungs.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. This is Anna?
That's right. There's a lot of...
Member of the Church of Christ. And Anna, you've come for your healing.
Yes, I have.
Have you a family?
I have.
Children?
2 sons, yes.
Are they depending on this tonight?
They are.
Put your hands on your chest. Audience, have compassion for a mother tonight. Oh, God, open these lungs. Christ, I know thou art standing by my side, and I touch her as you would have me touch her. I touch her because you tell me to touch her in the name of Christ. What?
I'm all right.
Wait a minute. Why do you say that?
I just know I am. I've waited so long for this.
Well?
I just know you as my contact. I know it.
Contact for what?
For my healing.
To God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus Christ, and thank you for your prayers.
Are you breathing?
Yes, I am. But I'm under treatment, you see, and I have this air that I take.
Yes.
I don't know the medical
yes.
name for it.
But you will go back to that doctor for an examination.
I will. I'm due for x-rays Friday week.
Oh, good.
You'll hear from me.
Young man, why are you here?
I stutter, and I have got a hole in my eardrum.
Eddie Foster, 13, Shelbyville, Tennessee. He's been saved during the meeting, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
And you're not a member of a church?
No, sir.
Were you born like this?
No, sir.
How long have you stammered?
Well, since I was small.
Eddie, what makes you think Christ will heal you?
Because I just know he will.
In my Savior's name, let him talk for the rest of his life without stammering or stuttering. Heal his flesh and heal so that the fear leaves him and may he never stammer again in Christ's name. Eddie, did you feel the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Where did you feel him?
All over.
Eddie, are you going to talk?
Yes, sir.
What makes you think you'll talk?
Because I just know I will.
How do you know?
Because I'm just positive.
What makes you feel so positive?
Because I can just feel it.
Where did you feel it?
Well, all up in here and just all over.
Eddie?
Sir?
You want to count to 10 right quick by the help of God?
Yes, sir.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Eddie, what grade are you in?
I am in the 7th grade.
How do you feel right now?
Well, I just feel wonderful.
Do you give God thanks?
Yes, sir.
Shake my hand. I'm with you 100% in Jesus' name.
Man, somebody say hallelujah.
My sister,
great use of YouTube right there. You can just search out Oral Roberts Healing Ministry, right? But one of the things that really jumped out at me with both of those miracles, and you can just keep going and going with it, but both of the people said, I just know it. Did you get that? And it was kind of, you know, the audio obviously wasn't super great in those days, but the woman had something going on with her lungs, and she was, I just know it. After they prayed, and she'd been in the meeting, and you saw her run off the platform. Usually people that can't breathe don't run much, right? And then the little kid, he was stuttering. You could hear it at the beginning, and then he was fine. And he's like, I just know it. I just know Jesus healed me. And I'll tell you what, that is a big part of receiving healing, is getting to the point where we just know it. Even if whether it's manifested in the natural or not, there just comes a place in God's word where we just know that I'm healed. Amen? So we're going to just hang out in this area for a number of weeks and talk about God's healing flow. Amen. And a couple years ago, we spent like the first Sunday of each month on healing. We'd have a healing service, and that was the year before COVID came. And to my knowledge, nobody in our church ever got COVID. So somebody say the Holy Ghost just knows what he's doing. Amen. And just recently, in the past week or so, I really felt stirred of the Lord. You know what? I want you to get the walls built back up again for healing. And so we're just going to basically have an in-service on healing, right? And today will be kind of an overview of it, but then for probably 9 weeks, we're going to just spend time each week going through it and believing God to heal, believing God to touch, believing God to keep us well. Amen? How many know the greatest miracle of all is that we don't need one? Amen? But we don't want to get to a place of complacency and, you know, and so forth. We got to stay on it, right? And a lot of healing, as I've learned over the past years, is just practicing good health too, amen? And in Jesus' day, I kind of wonder if obviously Jesus was doing the work and his disciples. But, you know, they didn't eat like we did back then, right? And they didn't have a lot of the stuff in the world that we have today. Obviously, it's still the same faith that gets us healed, right? But we ought not quit if symptoms persist. If a symptom persists, if something persists that we're believing God to heal us of, we ought not be talked out of our miracle by the symptom of it or someone else's symptom. Well, so-and-so died or they've got this, so therefore God doesn't still heal today. Well, he does still heal today. That was whatever it was, 1958. He's the same God today as he was then. Amen? He's just as willing and ready to heal people. Amen? So it's not just about me getting healed. It's about me being ready to minister healing to others as well. Amen? But we have a lot of the, you know, I don't know if you call it the curriculum or the outline for the entire 9 or 10 weeks we're going to be doing this is out of 101 things God said about healing from Keith Moore Ministries. Amen? So we're going to get into that. But before we do that, I want to read to you a letter that was from August of 2019. I just noticed the date. And again, that is also the just months before COVID manifested, right? And this is from Pastor George Pearson's. And the title is, Our Healing is an Accomplished Fact. Amen? So he says this, I'm writing to you today about a very important subject in each of our lives. For many years ago, I was awakened to a very important revelation. It's God's will for me to live in divine life. That includes perfect health for my body at every age. I'm so grateful to the Lord for this covenant benefit. He is our Redeemer, Deliverer, Healer, and Provider. As our Provider, God takes whatever we sow into His kingdom and multiplies it. Pastor Terry and I are thankful for your presence and supply of the Spirit at EMIC. And I attend it on virtually, right? But a lot of us are partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and so forth. So together we are calling in your abundant harvest. We declare that you are prosperous, strong in the Lord, and walking in perfect health today. Let's take a look at, and we are also a partner church as well with these ministries, amen? Let's take a look at some very important scriptures concerning our health. Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew is quoting Isaiah 53:4, which is clear reference to Jesus and is listed as a cross-reference to Matthew 8, 16, 17 in many Bibles. Isaiah 53:4 and 5 in the Amplified Classic Edition is powerful. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. An important note in the Hebrew, griefs is translated sickness, disease, weakness, and calamity of every kind. That word sorrows is translated physical and mental pain. That really says it all. This scripture truly holds the key to our spiritual and physical redemption. Notice it says, surely he hath borne our griefs, sicknesses, and carried our sorrows, pains. Surely means without a doubt, unquestionably and absolutely. Young's literal translation says it this way, he is despised and left of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And as one hiding the face from us, he is despised and we esteemed him not. Surely our sickness he hath borne, and our pains he hath carried them, and we have esteemed him plagued, smitten of God, and afflicted. And he is pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his bruise there is healing to us. Verses 3-5. The Leaser Old Testament says this, He was despised and shunned by men, a man of pains and acquainted with disease. But only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried. And through his bruises was healing granted to us. Verses 3 through 5. Here is the major point of this letter. Healing already belongs to us. That seems to be a common theme, right? The state of the righteous. So we're not fighting for healing. We're believing from a place of healing. Amen? That's awesome. It doesn't matter how sick, crippled, or in what kind of condition a person may be. From God's standpoint, healing is an accomplished fact. He put that in all caps, right? Since Jesus already bore our sickness, disease, and infirmity, there is no reason for us to bear them any longer. So declare this out loud right now. So say this together, church. Jesus already bore my sickness and carried my pains. From God's standpoint, my healing is an accomplished fact. The work is already done. Now it's my responsibility to take what rightfully belongs to me. According to 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I was healed. Symptoms of distress, pains and sicknesses, you leave me right now. I am healed. I am whole. I walk in perfect health, all because of what Jesus did for me. In Jesus' name, I declare it so. And then he signs it, standing in victory with you, Pastor George. Amen. Glory to God, right? Well, I want to walk through, let me just get out of this here for just a moment, because I got another one. Slideshow, view show. There's the show. Amen. Praise the Lord. I might have to change that font to white next time. But praise the Lord. 101 things God said about healing. Right? Glory to God. So Brother Keith Moore did a great service for the body of Christ in going through and finding basically 50 scriptures in the Old Testament and 51 in the New Testament. Right? And there's probably many more if we go through it. But we're just going to say these out loud together and receive it. And then week to week, we're going to take about 10 at a time and just go through them for the next 9 weeks or so. Hallelujah. But Brother Keith says this, how do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? And by the way, I have copies of these out front. You can all grab one on your way out, keep it in your notebook. But how do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Man, don't ever let anybody talk you out of anything that God did for you, amen, including yourself, right? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34, and he never changes, Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today, God's word is speaking to me. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally, and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, etc., right? So in other words, it's not just enough to parrot God's word. You can teach a parrot to say, I'm healed, but the parrot doesn't believe that. You know what he's saying, right? So abiding with Jesus, spending time with the Lord, right? But the more we spend time with him, the more we're going to be like him, the more we're going to believe him, right? We are who we hang out with. Amen. And if we're obeying God's word, believing God's word, amen, meditating in God's word, not getting into, we have to really be watchful, especially currently, with not getting into being offended at everything out there. Because I'll tell you what, man, there are so many things we could all be offended at right now, but all that is an opportunity for the devil to get a foothold in me. If I get offended at somebody, doesn't mean I accept what the world is doing out there, right? But taking offense at it, hating people for what they're doing and, you know, backbiting them and all this, all that does is open me up to the curse. So we have to be real watchful that we're quick to forgive and pray for people. Amen? And not get into that. That's just one example, right? But here we go. 101 things God said about healing from God's Will to Heal, Keith Moore Ministries. All right? So here we go. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15, 26. Your days shall be 120 years. Now just think about that. Your days shall be 121 years. And this one, I'm Lord Healer. That's Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. Amen. Always available. And he promises us 120 years for whoever will take it, right? Whoever will believe God for it. Amen. You shall be buried in a good old age. Genesis 15, 15. So somebody say, long life. Long life is mine, right? You shall come to your grave in a full age as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Job 5, 26. Praise the Lord, right? When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Exodus 12, 13, right? Things like COVID, that's a plague. The flu is a plague. Amen? So scriptures like this, we need to be speaking them over our families, over our homes, right? I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23, 25, and 26. I will not put any of these diseases on you, you are afraid of, on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. Deuteronomy 7, 15. Does all include all? Somebody say amen, right? It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11, 9, and 21. I turn the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Deuteronomy 23, 5, and Nehemiah 13, 2. He heals me because he loves me. Amen. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28, 61, and Galatians 3, 13. So what are we doing? We're developing a mindset that it is God's will to heal me. We're getting in the healing flow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, this past week, I've had a number of symptoms pop up in my own household. That's why three of them are here today. There's some coughing going on, some symptoms going on. And it's like, wait a second. No, we're not having this, right? And so just, that's just one little example. But it's like, you know what? We're gonna step it up in the area of healing. Believe in God to keep our bodies well, right? As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33, 25. I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33, 24, 25. Hallelujah. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, 1 and 2. Praise God. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29, 31, you know, we've got to work on lining up our words with stuff like this, don't we? Boy, I'm just dead tired. I'm sleepy. I could use, rest, but we got to watch that we're not confessing trash over our lives, right? I will preserve you and keep you alive. Psalm 41, 2. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41, 3. Amen. I've heard Brother Keith say stuff like, well, you know, we're not preaching against doctors and medicine and hospitals. Oral Roberts has a hospital to this day, right? So science and faith can work together. Amen. But if you have to have a medical procedure or choose to have one, believe God to speed up the recovery time. Amen, right? I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43, 5. No plague shall come near your dwelling. Boy, is that crystal clear, right? Psalm 91:10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91:16. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103:3. Glory to God. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Psalm 107:20. Isn't Jesus the Word of God in the flesh, right? Amen. You shall not die but live and declare my works. Psalm 118, verse 17. You know, these are good scriptures to even say over the United States. Sometimes the Holy Ghost just pops things on like a spotlight. Claim that for your nation, right there. The U.S. will not die, but live and declare God's works. Hallelujah, right? I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147, 3. The years of your life will be many. Proverbs 4, verse 10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Proverbs 3, verse 8. My words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. Good reason to be in God's word every day. Reading it, studying it, listening to anointed preaching and teaching, all these things. Develop some confessions. Praise God. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. Hallelujah. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24. Praise God for healthy bones and joints. Hallelujah. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Nehemiah 8:10, Proverbs 17:22. We got to turn off the negative things, off the television, off our phones, all this kind of stuff, and focus on the joy of the Lord. Amen. We even got movies this past week, the old Three Stooges. You know, just stuff that's light and funny. You know, Abbott and Costello, right? Things that make you laugh, right? Of course, laughing at the devil is good, but not watching stuff that's depressing. Soap operas. We found an old country station yesterday. The city of Washougal, a business in town, was advertising this local. I was like, I gotta check this out, man. And some of those songs are so depressing, man. The old country songs, like from the 80s and 60s, you know, and it reminded me of a joke. You know, what do you get if you play a country song backwards? You get your wife back, you get your job back, you get your money back. Oh, somebody say, focus on the joy. Amen. Hallelujah. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3, 35:5. Amen. Believe God to open, keep your eyes healthy. Amen. Somebody say, my health is improving. I'm not getting worse, I'm getting better. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32:3 and 35:5. There's a good scripture to pray over your family and friends that need to be saved too. But also our natural ears, we're not losing our hearing. Amen. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammers will. We saw that right there in the video, right? That kid, he was stuttering. And you could tell he didn't anymore. After that prayer, right? The tongue of the dumb shall sing. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. Isaiah 35:6 and 32:4. The lame man shall leap as a hart. Isaiah 35:6. I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Glory to God. And if he's ready to save you, he's ready to heal you, right? Isaiah 38:16 and 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40:29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31 and 41:10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and I will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. I bore your sickness. Isaiah 53:4. I carried your pains. Isaiah 53:4. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10. With my stripes you are healed. Isaiah 53:5. So this is why we resist sickness. Amen? We resist it. Well, it's flu season. If I get it, I'll develop a resistance to it. Somebody say hogwash. I just don't get it. Amen. I will heal you. Isaiah 57:19. Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Behold, I will bring it, health and cure. I will cure you, and will reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. Jeremiah 33:6. I will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. Ezekiel 34:16. Ezekiel 37:5 and 14 says, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. That's like that lady we saw just now in that video. She got a fresh dose of God's breath into her. Amen? Praise the Lord. Whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. They shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Ezekiel 47:9. That would also be a good foundation text for what we're doing, right? Get into the healing flow. Don't be surprised if that's added to the title screen next week. Seek me and you shall live. Amos 5, 4, and 6. Amen? Malachi 4:2. I have risen with healing in my wings. Beams, the bright light of God's healing is coming in. Glory to God. And now on to the New Testament. I will be thou clean, Jesus said, right? Matthew 8:3. I took your infirmities. Matthew 8:17. I bore your sickness. See, Jesus is fulfilling the word, isn't he? Matthew 8:17. If you're sick and you need a physician, I am the Lord, your physician. Matthew 9:12, Exodus 15:26. I am moved with compassion toward the sick, and I heal them. Matthew 14:14. I heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 4:23. Again, all pretty much includes all, doesn't it? According to your faith, be it unto you. Boy, Matthew 9:29, that says a lot right there. Just because someone else didn't get it doesn't mean that applies to you. Amen? According to your faith, be it unto you. Praise the Lord. I give you power and authority over all unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Matthew 10:1 and Luke 9:1. We got to remember the infirmity is a demon spirit. We come against it spiritually too. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I heal them all. Matthew 12:15 and Hebrews 13:8. Well, how come all didn't get healed? Well, because all didn't come to him to get healed. A lot of them came to him to criticize him, to mock him, to see the show, to see Mary's kid, the son of the carpenter, whatever, right? But those who came to him to be healed, all, how many? All of them. Somebody say all of them, right? Got healed. As many as touch me are made perfectly whole. Matthew 14:36. Healing is the children's bread. Somebody say healing belongs to me, right? Matthew 15:26. I do all things well. I make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 7:37. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23, 11, 23 through 24. When hands are laid on you, you shall recover. We just saw that in that video, right? Mark 16:18. My anointing heals the brokenhearted, delivers the captives, recovers sight to the blind, sets at liberty those who are bruised. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 10:27, 61:1. Glory to God. I heal all those who need healing. Luke 9:11. I'm not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56. Behold, I give you authority over all the enemy's power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. Sickness is satanic bondage, and you ought to be loosed today. When did he say? Today. Right. Luke 13:16 and 2 Corinthians 6:2. In me is life. John 1:4. I am the bread of life. I give you life. John 6:33 and 35. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. John 6:63. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. I am the resurrection and the life. John 11:25. Even death can't stand up to Jesus. Amen. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Faith in my name makes you strong and gives you perfect soundness. Acts 3:16. I stretch forth my hand to heal. Acts 4:30. I, Jesus Christ, make you whole. Acts 9:34. I do good and heal all that are oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. See, sickness is not a blessing in disguise. It is oppression of the devil. Amen. My power causes diseases to depart from you. Acts 19:12. The law of the Spirit of life in me has made you free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. The same Spirit that raised me from the dead now lives in you, and that Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Romans 8:11. Your body is a member of me. 1 Corinthians 6:15. That's a great reminder when we receive communion. That's what we're doing right there. Amen. Your body is the temple of my Spirit, and you're to glorify me in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Sickness does not give God glory. Healing and health does, right? If you'll rightly discern my body, which was broken for you, and judge yourself, you'll not be judged, and you'll not be weak, sickly, or die prematurely. 1 Corinthians 11:29-31. I have set gifts of healing in my body. 1 Corinthians 12:9. My life may be made manifest in your mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. I have delivered you from death. I do deliver you. And if you trust me, I will yet deliver you. 2 Corinthians 1:10. I have given you my name and have put all things under your feet. Ephesians 1:21-22. I want it to be well with you, and I want you to live long on the earth. Ephesians 6:3. I have delivered you from the authority of darkness. Colossians 1:13. But see, if folks think sickness is part of God's plan for them, they're deceived, right? Sickness is part of the devil's plan. And we're to resist him, right? I will deliver you from every evil work. 2 Timothy 4:18. Sickness is an evil work, man. I tasted death for you. I destroyed the devil who had power of death. I've delivered you from the fear of death and bondage. Hebrews 2:9, 14, and 15. I wash your body with pure water. Hebrews 10:22, Ephesians 5:26. Lift up the weak hands and feeble knees. Don't let that which is lame be turned aside, but rather let me heal it. Hebrews 12:12 and 13. Jesus is saying, will you just let me be me, please? He says this, I believe, to a lot of the church, right? Will you just allow me to be myself and heal some people, right? Do some great things, right? Let the elders anoint you and pray for you in my name, and I will raise you up. James 5:14 and 15. Pray for one another, and I will heal you. James 5:16. By my stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. My divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of me. 2 Peter 1:3. Oh, we must be getting close to the end. Revelation 22. I don't think there's a Revelation 23. Whosoever will, okay, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. There's another good foundation text for getting in the flow, right? Whosoever will you be healed? Somebody say yes. Amen. Let him come and take of the water of life freely. Glory to God. Oh, wait, there's another one. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in health. 3 John 2. You just saw 101 things God said about healing. Amen. So stand up on your feet right now. And if anybody's here this morning and you just need God to heal your body, I just want to anoint you and pray for you. So just why don't you just I'm just going to open the front, or you can just lift your hand and I'll come anoint you. But just lift your hands to the Lord right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's just receive God's healing touch in our bodies. But if you specifically want me to touch you myself and lay hands on you, I'll do that. You can come on up. Amen. Praise the Lord. But Father, in Jesus' name, we declare Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives. Somebody just say that. Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I rebuke sickness, disease, and pain from my body. I resist you in the name and by the blood of Jesus. And I receive my healing. I take it now in the name and by the blood of Jesus. We agree that that is done for you in Jesus' name. We agree that that is done for you in Jesus' mighty name. We command all sickness, all disease, all injury to go now in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Somebody just say, today I receive my healing, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Are you open to more of this, church?
Yes.
Amen. The more of us that are, the more people that can come in and just bang, they're right into it. Amen. And can receive. Praise the Lord. If you know of anybody that needs to be healed, invite them, put a word out to them, let them know we're doing this, and we're just going to see God do some wonderful, awesome. I think Linda, the supernatural, I mean, her bones are knit and her ligaments are knitting themselves together. Miracles. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen.